Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Chalam and Hang. It's only in Simon Aleph. It is left off at one point. The Chayyadim says that vermouth is, because it's bitter, even though it's bitter, the bracha is still Brei Pir Gofen. And then he says that in regards to Yayin Nesach, is dinner ki yayin l'chol dover, ayin sham et semech sedek. So in his Sefer Chochmas Adam, in the halachas of Yayin Nesach, so he differentiates in the following way. In a case where a non-Jew made the vermouth, so it's usher, it was made by a non-Jew. But in a case it was Jewish wine, it was Jewish vermouth, and then it was touched by a non-Jew, so if the derech is not to use this as wine because of its bitterness, so he brings the Semach Sedek says it's considered wine, and then he brings that there is another opinion which says that it's not considered wine, and he brings both opinions over there. It's interesting over here that he seems to just ignore that. He says definitely is considered yayin nesach without a question. One more point I want to point out: the person normally does not use vermouth straight; he usually uses it together with other alcohol, and therefore the bracha is not going to be Brei Pir Gofen, because of the presence of the other alcohol which is there. If a person would drink it straight, the bracha would be Brei Pir Gofen. Nowadays, also want to point out that nowadays they do not add the wormwood like they used to, so it's not as bitter. So for sure, the bracha would be Brei Pir Gofen. Okay, now, Chayyadim continues and he says that in the case of the vinegar, which not only does it smell like vinegar, but it tastes like vinegar, if it's it moved to the point where people will not drink it because it's already soured to that point, so the bracha downgrades to a shahakol. But it's not very clear exactly when that point is. Unless it's very sour, so you would make a bracha on regular wine and cover the vinegar as well. Now, this is going to be based on two points. First of all, it could be really this vinegar has not soured to the point that its bracha is shahako, and therefore the bracha is Brei Pir Gofen. So you're saying the actual appropriate bracha for it. And second of all, even if the bracha is shahako, if a person says Brei Pir Gofen on wine, as the Chayyadim will point out, the Brei Pir Gofen on wine will cover not only the wine, but other liquids that a person is drinking at the same time. So the Brei Pir Gofen on the wine will cover the shahako that was supposed to be said on the vinegar. So in this situation, we have a simple solution to make a Brei Pir Gofen, and we will be confident that we're covering our bracha no matter what. Okay, Simon Beis. Shmurei Yayin Shenosom Lehem Mayim. So, person makes wine, he crushes the grapes, so the wine comes out of the grapes. The sediment which is there, which is the remaining shells of the grapes, etc., eventually falls to the bottom of the vat. The top of the vat becomes more clear. The wine which is there, all of the sediment has fallen to the bottom, so it's more clear. You take that wine off. Now you're left with the sediment on the bottom. So you say, well, you know, that sediment has strong flavor, and maybe I can make some wine with it. So I have a great idea. Let's add some water to it and let the water sit together with the sediment and ferment together. And the water will turn into the flavor of wine. So it was Shmur Yom Shenosin Aleyem Mayim. Okay, now, so the Gemara says, in that situation, the water turns into wine. The wine is very strong, and it sort of takes over the flavor of the water and turns it into wine. Alvagav Shibiz Meneim Shoyu Yenim Chosek in Mosin Begimel Midus.
So
Okay, so the Gemara says if you put in three parts water and out comes a larger volume, that means if you've been successful in extracting the wine which is there amongst the shmarim, and now the wine is three parts water and one part wine, is the equivalent of wine which has been diluted with water, which is still considered wine. It says, but that's there with their wines, which were stronger wines, but our wines are not as strong, and therefore this process is not true, and the bracha would be shahakol. And now he gives another example of this as well. Practically, this does not come up. I'm not aware that it comes up in our wines, and therefore I'm not going to spend too much time in it. Simigimel is going to deal with a person wants to dilute the wine with water. What are those halachas that Mishnah will do with that? We will deal with that in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.